The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Great news, or horrible news, depending on how you feel about me as a comedian. I'm on the road, a brand new hour of material. February, I'm going to be in New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and we just added Syracuse for the end of February. In March, you can catch me in Seattle, Vancouver. I am making up the Harrisburg date now in Allentown, also Tampa, Florida. And then in April, I'm going to be in New Jersey, Los Angeles, and Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Wait, no. April, New Jersey. Forget it. And that's it. Figure it out, stupid.
Jim Norton can't save you. Jim Norton is a train wreck. Jim can't help you solve your own problems. Jim is an idiot.
Yeah, if you got to read something, you know.
I'll put them on.
I wear them all the time now when I do my show. I got to wear them like...
You just given up, right? Like,
yeah,
I can't pretend.
It reached a point where I can't see anything. I can't see, goddamn, in front of me, the monitor, like stories that I got to read off the paper. I'm just like, fuck it. So I put it on and now you get, you know, oh, he looks like De Niro in Casino. Like, hey, Pat Cooper, how you doing?
Yeah. And it just becomes a part of it.
Yeah, yeah. It's whatever. It's what it is. What am I going to do?
Are we recording?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we're good. Okay, good. I always remind him to record. Meanwhile, he records everybody and he knows what he's doing.
He's a professional.
Okay.
Knows what he's doing.
So we'll go on IG Live. You let me know when we're live and I'll make sure to really kick it into gear.
This is where you'll see how I shine.
Yeah, this is where you're going to see what I can do.
Yeah.
Not much. Oh, yeah, we didn't have... Oh, I just put the video up. I say we didn't have any little picture of Anthony and I.
Oh, no, no, but we got a video of that's which is great.
It'd be funny if no one called in. You get no calls.
Oh, yuck.
You know what we should just do? We should just sit here and, like, awkwardly talk and have nothing so nobody wants to hear it.
Really. So has the weather been pretty...
Dude, it's
pretty
been
cold,
crazy, huh?
Yeah.
How about North Carolina?
South.
Cool.
It's the south one. It's been cold down there, though, too. So it's kind of, it wasn't as bad coming up to New York into the cold because it was already cold down there. So
let me write this down.
Yeah, yeah.
What airline did you come up on?
Delta.
Ah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's a whole nother story.
Please, I'd love to hear it.
Well, we boarded at the appropriate time. And
we want to do a fucking hour of that.
Oh, I would, that's my dream.
Wouldn't that be great? Just mundane, awkward details like you never met before.
Awkward silences and just looking around. A nice place you got here.
Those are the worst. We had...
Was that Cork?
What is that from?
King of Comedy.
Oh, yeah. We had Chaz Palminteri on.
I saw some of the clips. I can't wait to watch the whole show. He's a good guy, though, right?
He was great. And he does his podcast, and he was talking about how much he dislikes when somebody won't talk. Somebody just won't answer or
we
like...
called it pulling teeth.
Yeah.
It was one of the most uncomfortable things that could happen if you have a show.
Guy who just won't answer
terrible
questions. Not even being aloof, but a guy who's just like, yeah, no. What are we doing?
What is this? It's a deposition.
Yeah. How about some fucking personality in
yeah
this?
Ming, I got to call you so personal.
I'm so happy you're here, though.
Yes.
Why are you guys in New York? It wasn't for your doctor appointment.
No. I'm all good there. I think maybe 6 more months. come back and get a checkup. But no, it was Missy's birthday, so we came down and had dinner with her family and my family, and then I'm doing Legion of Skanks also. This is probably going to air after.
It will. You will have heard Anthony and I on Legion of Skanks.
Yes, yes, yes. And I haven't done that show in quite some time, being down there in South Carolina. But I talked to Lewis a lot.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, decided that myself, you, and Ari Shaffir would make a bang-up show, which I can imagine it will be a lot of fun, yes.
Yeah, I last time I did it, it was fun to do. But I remember saying, like, I want to do this with Ant. Like, I think this would be so fun to do together. So I'm happy that you're here.
Absolutely.
And it worked out and I'm in town. So by the time you're hearing this on the podcast, right now you're watching on Instagram, you'll see that it happened.
They're like animals, though. Like, I've done that show before, and I think it was the last time I did it, and it has to be over a year ago. And, you know, they like smoking weed.
Mm-hmm.
And doing dabs and stuff. And I figured, yeah, what the hell? I'll do one. And I took a giant hit and coughing my lungs up. And then for the next, I guess, 20, 30 minutes, I didn't talk, or I was talking nonstop. I didn't know what I was saying.
You were a rookie.
Yeah. I didn't know. And I felt so awkward. And you do what you don't want to do if you're on a show like that. Second guess and filter everything you're going to say. And then if you do say something, I assumed it was complete shit, which is my entire
career.
Sure,
so you're more perceptive.
Yes, I was more like I have been over the course of the years.
I assumed it was toxic and self-destructive.
I'm sure it was hateful. Yeah, so I was like, I cannot ever do that again. Weed is just weird, man. I've never really been into it in any real kind of big way. I know people that just smoke constantly,
right,
and they could deal with it. I've never been. Every time I smoke, I have to be in such a perfect place and mood, or else, you know, the typical paranoia thing comes in and you think too much about what impression you're putting out there. I can't do it.
Ah, I mean, when you said that, it just makes me think Christopher Walken.
Oh. Wait, no, that was Dice.
Yes, it was. It's okay. My Walken sound.
Wait. So. Oh. Yeah, you're Christopher Walken.
It's pretty good, huh?
It's spot on.
Thank you. I've moved a little. I hope that doesn't affect the camera angle. I just feel like our mics are blending together.
Oh, you don't want that.
No,
I could turn mine this way a little. More Dick Cavett-like.
I kind of like that, too. Getting to the bottom of things.
Yes, yes. I'll be like John Lennon.
Getting to the bottom. I wish you were. It never ends.
It never ends. 25 years.
Is Anthony's single still good?
Hi.
I like to make sure my friend, I like to annoy
fucking
the homeless pit
always.
What were you just talking about? You just say, oh, but smoking pot. I like to hear that, though, because I can't do it. But of course, I see all my friends getting high. I'm like, there's moments where I'm like, fuck, that would be fun. I would be exactly what you just described.
It is. It's such a, I would smoke with, after Keith, the cop, retired from the department, he just started smoking weed. And I would go on the boat with him and his wife and Missy and everything, and we would smoke a lot of pot. And it was fun because I was in a good place. We were in a good mood. We were laughing. I had a few drinks in me, too. But I can't imagine just, you know, there are people wake up and just start smoking pot. And like, I cannot imagine how you could do what you need to do for the rest of the day high.
There's different guys, like, you know, a Rogan high is a guy who smokes, does jujitsu, goes hunting.
Right.
You know, like, I'm not that guy. I'm a sit in the corner.
Yeah.
Paranoid.
That's got to be an anomaly, though, like Rogan. Because you hear a lot of people, and I've seen it. You smoke pot, you get lazy. You just want to sit around. You don't really get motivated to do anything.
Right.
And then, yeah, you got a guy like Rogan who's, you know, bow hunting elk.
Yeah.
After he smokes some weed. I don't know if he's smoking and then doing that, but he's a guy that smokes pot.
Yeah.
So and takes edibles and things like that, which is crazy, too. Like the whole elevation of what weed has become. The fact that there are edibles, different types of weed.
Do you do them or have you tried them?
I tried one once a long fucking time ago, and it didn't do much for me because I was just nibbling.
Yeah.
I was nibbling.
Yeah.
Because I was afraid.
Yeah. You were like me in fifth grade with a bully. Just putting my tongue on it, seeing what happened.
Just the tip of the edible, of the gummy.
Hey, this gummy's wet.
Yeah. So I don't know. Different people obviously react differently to different things and drugs and what have you. But yeah, I'm not a pot guy.
No.
Just never have been.
But it makes me, and are we still on IG? Ooh. We're going to sign off. We're going to say call in 720-820-1337. Why would you want advice from either one of us?
Oof.
I have no idea.
Bad advice. We could give plenty of that.
And so people who are going to call in can still hear mm-hmm. us chat. And if we decide we want to go to somebody, and you'll know if I'm done with a call, I'll do this. Like, you'll know that's my signal.
Subtle.
But I get a little like being not with Sirius anymore. It's like, yes. I am a month into not having that job after 20 years.
Oh my God.
But there's two ways you can go with it.
Yeah.
And it's a little scary because you're not there.
Scary, right? I was going to ask you how much, was it scary to how much of a relief in certain ways is it?
It's the scary part is just knowing that the income isn't there.
Right.
But the relief is like, I got on this podcast. Again, it's going to take a while before I make the same, of course.
But you got to spark it right up.
Yes.
And get right back into it. No laying down, taking vacations, stuff. You set this up immediately, and that's paramount.
By the time they went back on the air, we had either 6 or 8 episodes banked because I know, like, I don't want to look. I should be getting up. I should be getting, like, you can't do that.
No, no. Yeah, but you're a motivated guy.
Desperate. I'm a desperate guy.
Yeah, desperate. I confuse desperation for motivation.
Yes.
Desperation and motivation.
Yeah, motivated people don't pay for pussy. Desperate people don't even need it. I fucking have a fruit.
Half.
Two halves of a fruit, I meant to say. Put them together, make a whole fruit. But it is having that thing, and you did that, like when you got fired.
Yes,
you were up. I want to say it was within 3 days. You were on fucking. You had something going.
I was doing something from my basement in that way. But we were already getting the logistics in place to be like, hey, here's my show now.
This is what we're doing.
Not just goofing around in the basement, which was live from the compound, kind of a thing. I wanted to have it as an actual show, scheduled every day, and did that for 10 years. But yeah, scary, especially like you left on your own accord.
Yes and no.
Yeah, okay, I understand. They probably weren't giving you what you wanted to stay, what you needed
right.
to stay there. But you could have just said, yeah, all right.
Yes.
And a few more years. And again, it's kind of nice. You open up your bank account and you see your direct deposit went in there. And, you know, when I got the boot, it was like, hey, we got to do something.
Yeah.
We got to, you know, make a show. But it was scary like that. But to leave, because you're just like, I can do something else. I could do something better. I'm leaving this situation that I'm not completely happy with. That's a bold move.
It was one of those things where I for 3 years, I saw it coming. And I would tell my managers, my wife, I'm like, this is what's going to happen. So I was dumping money to the mortgage. Like, I'm like, I'm never going to be beholden.
Right.
Like, you
right.
don't, you don't have a fucking gun at your head and go, yes. I have to do this. But they started to go, like, I'm not even mad at Sirius. Like, they bought me 2 apartments. Like, as much as the way they did this was shitty.
Yeah.
I had 20 years there.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a whole full life there. I can't sit there and go, fuck that. Like, it is what it's business.
That is true. It's business.
It's business. Not
people
personal.
Don't understand that part of
it's
it.
It's business. And they did do something kind of sneaky, like where we were negotiating, they gave me a low ball, like really low ball.
Mm.
I came back with reasonable offers, but we're just back and forth. And then the Friday before vacation, they go, yeah, we're not going to renew. They just dropped the ball like that.
Like, that's it. No negotiation anymore.
While Goodbye. We were negotiating. So I think they had it kind of planned out where they wanted to. They didn't even approach me until we only had 4 shows for the year left.
Wow.
So I think that they had a different creative vision and they wanted to cut the salary. But it is, you know, it is what it is. So it wasn't like they gave me a take it or leave it and I left it. And we didn't give them an ultimatum. It was one of those things where I don't know if we were going to be able to come to terms because we were still a little, there was still some things that we weren't on close to.
Right.
But I think that they were like.
Do you think if you would have just given up and said, when they said, we're done, we're not renewing, if you would have went, all right, whatever your last deal was, I'll take that. Do you think they would have done it? Or if they say, no, that ship sailed.
No, I don't think that they wanted to do it.
Okay. All right.
Here's why I say that. Because they let McClure call me. They didn't even call the agent. McClure, as a courtesy, called me personally and goes, look, I'm like, well, we're still in negotiations.
Yeah.
And he goes, no, I know, but that opened up different conversations about where they want creatively to go.
Ooh, that sounds like an upstairs
100%
conversation.
100%. It was like we negotiate up to Gary, who's a good dude. Gary was a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the big bosses came back, conveniently they came back on the Thursday.
Oh.
When we were off after that.
Right.
So yeah, I felt that it was something that they had discussed at the very, like, let's just move forward with a more pop culture friendly, whatever. Good luck to them. I don't care.
But you're you doing this, I mean, this format is huge now. And if people are talented, they do very well. So I wish you luck.
I was going to say, but sometimes you don't even need that. You just need a nice apartment, right?
Yeah.
And good guests. You need good guests.
Right. Just good guests.
Yes, which hopefully I'll get.
But it's you know, years ago, when you were done, you were just done.
You were done.
There's so many options now for you to do it completely by yourself. And I was saying earlier to your talented engineer here that peace of mind has equity.
Yeah.
You know, dollars and cents are one thing, but there's also this freedom and the feeling that you're not under this pressure and there's a piano hanging over your head. And there's equity in that. It's an easier life. And especially, look, we're not kids anymore, Jim.
No.
and to get into that position where you can maybe throttle back a little bit, not with doing the shows or anything, but just with the nonsense that you have to deal with working for a corporation.
Can I tell you, I don't miss it one bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not angry about it.
Right.
Because we're doing this, and this is fun, and this will build, and time, whatever. I'm okay financially. I do a few more gigs.
Right.
It's easy. Like, we want to go to Austin, right? And again, by the time this airs, maybe
Texas?
We have Austin, Texas. That's absolutely adding
in stuff.
That's absolutely right. And be figuring out how to deal with that. Absolutely right. I'm talking to a fucking idiot. we're going to go down to Austin because there's all these young comics down there that are very funny. They're all doing really well. Kill Tony is fucking this behemoth.
Huge.
And it's like nice to be able to do that. To just go, do you want to go this day? Yeah, let's go that day. And we're just going to go down there and do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And stack episodes. So yeah, there is a tremendous freedom with it. But whatever.
Yeah, remember like when we were trying to do things on Sirius XM, especially coming from the XM part once that merger happened, and we had such freedom at XM. We were doing stuff. We were out on the streets doing, you know, cocks in a box and just all the nonsense, the bleachers. And we found the likes of Big A and Bobo because of all that. And then when we got to Sirius XM, it just stopped.
It stopped.
They're like, here's your studio. You go in, sit down in front of mics and that's it. We have celebrity guests that will usher through every so often. But that whole vibe of what the ONA show was at XM was gone.
Yeah, no more naked girls.
Right, right.
It just became
stunting and that funny shit, and you know, the walkover was fun. All that stuff just stopped.
It stopped.
And when you get to do something like this, you don't have to go in front of the boss and go, look, we want to do a trip to Austin and talk to some. They'd be like, yeah, that's not in the budget, or we don't do business with them. If they were a sponsor, we'd go down and do, like, all that nonsense is gone.
I know. If I want to talk to the boss, I got to go in the other room and ask the wife, you know.
I like Jimmy gave me a goblet from fucking Lord of the Rings.
Yes, Queen Henry is drinking.
Oh, it's yours?
Anthony is drinking a goblet, and there's champagne in that. It's a
mimosa, champagne, and OJ.
Ah, it's great. It's a great combination.
It's kind of a gay drink, but
oh yeah, it's really well.
It's okay.
Handles a marital situation.
It's my OJ. You know, I'm getting my morning orange juice.
I was thinking of the guy.
Oh,
the hero among men for
a banana. He's passed on. OJ.
Poor OJ got railroaded. And the thing he went to jail for, I actually think he was right on.
I think he was too. The fascinating part is he made it through his entire life, lived pretty good life.
Yeah.
The guy, you know, had to go through the prison thing for that ridiculous, you know, stealing his own shit back. But when he got out, he's hanging out with pretty girls. He's golfing on a beautiful course every day, crystal blue skies above him. He's talking on social media about football, which he kept very involved and knowledgeable in.
Yeah.
And all he had to deal with was every comment calling him a murderer.
Sure. And it was funny. You'd go into his, like, the comments he would hide. It's yes. Like, do you not know people can look at them?
We could still look.
People can still
it's
look.
It's like, OJ, great take on the Rams this weekend. Oh, by the way, when you murdered your wife and her friend, it's like, oh, they set him up a little. Like, he's reading, go, oh, here's a good one. And then, oh, right, I'm a murderer.
Yeah, that running back, he was really cutting and slicing up there. Right, we understand.
I see where this is going.
We know what you're trying to talk about. Yeah, so rest in peace to a great... Let's take a call. We have some calls.
Ooh, callers.
People need advice from a
couple. We are willing to give advice.
Yes.
I think through, especially me, my years on this mortal coil, this big blue marble, I think I've accrued... and acquired some knowledge that I can impart upon the people.
Yes, on somebody perhaps struggling with something. I'm sure Anthony or myself has had experience with it and conquered it successfully.
There you go.
Unless it's alcoholism or sex addiction, yeah. In which case we cannot help you.
Oh, geez. All right.
Yes. You want to know how to stop watching porn? Don't ask me. I don't know. She smokes pot, passes out. Oh, I'm in the next room. Jerking up a storm.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai. Kosai.org.
All right, who's on the phone?
Hey, guys. I've been doing stand-up for 7 years out of the Philadelphia area. And I'm wondering how you guys deal with professional jealousy, like other, you know, comics or talent, you know, getting booked or getting things.
Do you feel the jealousy?
Yeah, shit like that.
Do you feel jealous?
Oh, absolutely.
That's a good question. How do you deal with it? Do you feel any jealousies?
Yes.
You do?
I do. We've had a great ride on radio.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you look at the pinnacle of what we did, and there's no realistic idea that you stay there.
Yes.
And then you go through your ebbs and flows, and, you know, some people start doing much better than you.
Yeah.
And there is sort of a, God. Like, why didn't I think of that? Or what do I need to do to get myself up to this level again? I think that's anyone in entertainment. They look at other things. Because my buddy Adam Ferrara.
Yes.
We would talk and he'd be petrified when a gig would stop. Like the job or the other one with the fire department that he was in. Rescue Me.
Rescue Me, yeah.
And when that ends, he goes, I would just sit there in a unbelievably depressed state watching other people advance and think, like, is that it? Am I now done? I'm never getting another gig again. And I think people in entertainment just have that mindset.
Yeah, because you don't take, like, it's not a normal...
You feel like you got lucky with every gig you got.
And in a way, you're right. Yeah. And in a way, like, it is a lot of luck being at the right place, right time. It's also the hard work. It's a lot of times it's the perfect combination.
Yes.
Which makes it. So I try to just look at it realistically. Like, I'm not jealous of Rogan. Why? Because I wasn't the UFC announcer from Fear Factor who was talking about all these interesting things. Like,
right.
It wasn't like I tried to do that and failed.
Yeah,
like,
and they didn't just hand it to him. This guy has been doing a lot of stuff that led up to that podcast. It wasn't just like they plucked this guy. Yeah, the UFC thing was huge, getting him...
people knowing who he was.
They knew who he was as a UFC guy. And that fits in really well with the guy-oriented podcast thing.
Yeah.
So you know, you can't be jealous and going, well, why him and not me? That's mental.
It's crazy. And it's like, I try to really balance. I very rarely will get that feeling because, like, I like funny mm-hmm. people. Like guys like who are doing stand-up and doing arenas. What the fuck am I mad at that? Like, they're funny. Like, I knew they were funny. It's why I was friends with them.
Envy is different than jealousy, right? You could envy something and wish that you had that. But I think jealousy has more animosity
and
in it.
And there's an ugliness to it. Yes, and yes. A fucking, and an entitlement to it. Envy doesn't
right, you're entitled to it.
Yes.
You could look and go, wow, that would be nice. Or you could look and go, fuck him, that should be me.
Why not me?
Right. Me.
Yeah, and I just don't, even when guys like are doing stand-up and they're getting Netflix specials, I'm like, fuck, I would love to do another one. Mm-hmm. But I never think, how come that guy's doing it, not me? Like, never. Right. My mind doesn't work that
yeah.
way.
Yeah, so it's more, and not even envy, because that even has some bad connotations to it. Yeah. Like you're shitting on that person in some way. But yeah, I've felt that way more so than jealousy.
Yeah, that's like, I'm like, get back on the horse, and by that I mean double thumb my
under
nipples.
Under it.
All right. that fella, he told me he'd hold it, and Mr. Hands.
Oh, remember that one?
Oh, my favorite.
Oh, you don't have a grip that tight, my friend.
Oh, good old Kenny Pinion.
Going right to the cerebellum.
next on the telephone with Anthony and Jim. What do you got?
Hey, I got a question, or I guess advice, and I guess this helps with Ann because you had your heart stuff.
Give us your name, Buckaroo. What's your name? Welcome to the program.
Oh, yeah, sorry. It's Robbie. And Jamie, I'm going to see you in Tampa in a few months, so I'm excited for that.
Oh, nice. Awesome. That sounds like a threat, like the end of talk radio.
I'm going to see you. I'll see you in Tampa,
see
my
you in
friend.
Tampa.
Yeah, if you don't give me good advice, it's going to be bad.
You're a dead fucker.
Oh, God forbid. <that guy>? Yes. Denver.
I pray to see that guy every time I walk out the door.
So does everyone else.
yes, you're on the, you're on the phone. Go on now.
So I have been having like heart problems, Aunt, like AFib, you know, broken. Regular heartbeat.
Is it a love
and
issue?
Just,
oh, hold
like,
on. You said AFib, so he's not
no.
even telling the truth.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, fucking, hold on a second. Heart?
I got like B-Li. yes, sir, AFib. Yes.
Yeah, like... Yeah, how do you deal with like heart stuff when you know you're just gonna like die one day from
Jesus.
It?
Well, I think as you get older, you know, you start whittling down what the bottom line's gonna be.
Yes.
And you know, you look at your family history and go, okay, it's heart disease, cancer, or Alzheimer's.
It's one of the thank you for the call, sir.
Yeah.
It's one of those,
and you know, the fucked up thing is when you're a young guy. You're feeling invincible, indestructible, going around. And the thought of an ending to the whole thing is very traumatizing.
Yes.
Because you're involved in so much stuff and you're so young. You've had a little taste of life and everything. And I'm not saying you relegate or kind of just think, oh, well, you know, death is around the corner.
Yes.
But there's a certain aspect of peace, I guess.
With it?
Yeah, you start accepting mortality and thinking like, you know, it's part of what it is. And if you deal with health issues and they patch you up and send you back out, hey, that's better than the alternative,
it's
which
borrowed
is
time.
You're already yeah. in a box. So yeah, you just keep living your best life. No matter what is thrown at you health-wise, get it taken care of. And then heal up, get out there, and have yourself a pisser.
For me, a little, and I forgot to do the thing I always do with my guests, especially my friends.
Oh.
But for me, a death song which defies death, I sing in the face of death, and people don't like it, so I'm not going
to say. Like Sabbath?
No, it's a song I created.
Oh, Jesus Christ. See, I thought he was going to say.
No.
I'm having PTSD.
A pretty tiny small dick. I knew that was too chippish.
Yes. You can get away with a good shit joke by doing it in the chip voice.
Absolutely. It bails you out of so many.
Have you ever gone into chip halfway through the joke knowing that it's sucking?
Yes. Yeah, and then he goes, fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've actually tried to go back and dub my old specials in chip's voice. But no, it's like in order to, it's very short, but it's inspirational. You might not like it, but
okay. Let me hear. Can you do it?
Sure. I mean, I'm a little embarrassed, but
no, don't be.
When death comes knocking at my door, let me be not home.
Let me be not home.
Oh, I'm lightheaded.
Why can't you say let me not be home?
It's not as poetic.
Oh, it does. It sounds more like poetic.
Let me be not home.
Like Lennon McCartney.
Kind of, yeah. You don't like that?
I mean, Vladimir Lenin. Charlie McCarthy. For you older audience members, thank you.
I have a... No, what I like to do is I like to start each show, and I forgot to do this with you because we started chatting.
Yes.
Right, when you did a sword fight with Nikki and myself, you were talking about ChatGPT and all that, and it got me on that thing of ChatGPT.
Crazy, right?
So I am, again, to avoid the trouble of putting together, I have it write me a couple of roast jokes.
I saw some of these with previous guests.
Yeah, they were a little rough.
Very funny. Oh, who was it? What's his name? Oh, my God. I think it was your first guest.
Oh, that was TJ Miller.
TJ. Yeah, the TJ roast jokes. I'm watching this going like, oh, my God. It wasn't as bad as I thought it would be, but they seem to be very generic and... lighthearted.
They're lighthearted. I'm going to just read a couple to you, but there is one that's actually pretty good, but the rest of them, it says here, here's a few lighthearted roast jokes about Anthony Cumia. They're all in good fun and meant to be playful rather than mean-spirited.
Right?
Anthony Cumia is the only guy who can crash a Ferrari and still manage to steer a podcast into a ditch.
Okay. All right.
Not great. This is where Anthony spends so much time on Twitter, even Elon Musk is like, take a break, dude. Touch some grass.
Hey, easy there. Oof. That was getting a little hateful.
This one was actually okay. I'll just read this last one. Anthony Cumia is like a fine wine, except instead of getting better with age, he just turns into vinegar on Twitter. Which, that's actually a pretty fucking good one.
That's not bad.
That's actually not bad. The rest of them were kind of a little... I hate when they do something like the Elon joke. Hey, dude, take a break. Touch some grass. And it just fizzles out.
Yeah, yeah. On steroids.
Or on crack.
On crack. Believe me, I have a lot more in common with Elon Musk of late.
And it ain't the money, believe me. What's he, hailing a bus? I don't know. I don't think I have anything in common with Elon, but you know, some of his kids I'd probably get along with.
Yeah, well, yeah. Oh, I see. Yes. One in particular.
There's one young delight who's on the phone. Talk to Anthony and Jim. Get some advice. We'll fix you.
Yeah, we'll fix you right up.
I miss you, Anthony.
I miss me.
Anyway, here's my dilemma, guys. I do want to say real quick, I'm glad that you have a masculine guest on this week. Last week, that weak man that you had on the podcast was pretty annoying. But anyway.
What did he say?
My issue is...
Hold on, I knew what you said.
Someone was annoying?
Who was annoying?
I'm saying I'm glad you have a masculine man on like Anthony this week as opposed to the weak man that you had on your last...
If you only knew.
Oh, he's talking about Joe List.
Joe List.
Because we got a phone call from a woman who was saying what a weak man he sounded like.
Wow.
It was a very funny call who a lot of people suspect was Karen Feehan.
Oh, okay.
And who stupid Joe List and me did not recognize was Karen Feehan.
Hilarious. Okay, she could be brutal.
And she was. She called in as a fat lady named Dottie and just fucking said, Joe, you sound like a weak man. And I was
Holy
so happy.
Shit.
And I did not recognize her voice.
Dottie.
And neither did he. So yes, we have a masculine man as opposed to that twink.
Yes.
Fucking Joe. That little.
Very twinkish
very
Joe
twinkish
List.
Joe List. I hear he's got quite a cock on him though.
Timid.
Yeah.
He seems very timid, but a very funny young man.
Very funny comic.
And I'm tired of saying young man for these guys I've known for many years.
He's
and they're
45.
Yeah. All of them are in their 40s, if not 50s. So
they're all finished.
The young man thing is over.
Yes. Okay. What was your question, sir? Sorry, we got off on a tangent.
Okay, so me and one of my buddies at work, we kind of got ourselves into a situation. We work in, I guess, an academic setting. Mm-hmm. So, like, probably around a year ago, we started trying to, like, troll a little bit and one-up each other. We both, like, I changed my avatar, my email, to, like, a resist,
resist?
And okay. And he took, like, we started doing, like, all this woke kind of stuff. Uh-oh. And, next thing you know, we're acting crazy around where we work in our area. this crazy, like, toxic lady that we work with asked us to come to a club she started, and it was, like, an allies club. And anyway, like, fast forward 6 months, she leaves her job. Me and my buddy are running this club on Tuesdays and Wednesdays every third week of the month. And we're also running a safe space hour where we work.
Get to the point.
Yes, yeah, sir.
People can come in and talk. We basically, we started a troll that went out of control. Now we want to end it.
Oh, you don't
know. And we don't know.
Would you do it under your own names?
Yeah.
You don't troll like that, you dummy.
Yeah, because we work, it's like, this is like in person.
Oh.
But like, we, it's went too far. It's been like 8 months. So now we've like played into this role. We were done with it, but we don't know how we're supposed to stop now. We're like,
you just turn your camera on.
Stupid and dumb.
Turn your camera on. Walk up to these people and then just go, "It was a joke." Because that happens. I see that online a lot. And then they get shot or punched.
I was kidding.
I was only kidding. Give her a cuelo. She'll love me in the morning.
I was kidding. I don't understand what he was talking about.
I don't either.
He started a troll. Then all of a sudden he started doing something. So I don't know if he was referencing something or if he just got kind of caught up in something at work and like, how do we stop doing
I think
this?
It's snowballed, as
it's
they
just
call
snowballed.
It.
Not the good kind.
No.
Not the fun kind of snowballing.
Not the tasty kind.
Not the, did you eat bleach? No, I was kissing so-and-so. It's got quite a scent. Yeah, it's got a real metallic scent, a taste. Unpleasant.
People have taken such liberties because of the internet and social media and stuff, doing things you'd never do.
No.
And it does carry over into real life. Like, you know, if I can salvage any shit that guy was just saying, they think because of what you can do online, as far as pranks and trolling and stuff goes, that you could carry that over into real life and
yes.
your place of work or family or stuff like that. And I don't know where people get the balls to think that that's a thing. With believing that they could do it with impunity. Like, there's no consequence like there is online. It's like, no, you're in real life now. You're fucked.
It is weird how people even communicate fucking, because everyone's like in front of a screen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why everybody is kind of like awkward and weird in person. It's like, you don't talk to people all day. You just fucking, and I know we sound like old men, but it really, it's even people in our age group who are just fucking looking into a camera all day or a screen. It's like,
fixated.
It's really not that interesting.
Yeah. That's the problem with most of it. People just aren't that interesting.
I get caught on Instagram a lot, though. Like, I'll see, like, something like, it's like a chiropractor, but he's only cracking the backs of girls, like, in spandex with big fat asses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
And you just, and the ass goes, yeah.
He just jiggles a little bit.
I've seen the same thing.
Yeah. I love those. Because they're kind of dirty.
Yeah, and well, they know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah. It's all that shit. Like, that's the thing that's just taken over. And we spend so much time fixated on it, and it can't be good for the individual or for the society.
It's crazy, the things in my algorithm. It's like
oh, I know, yeah.
But it's mostly like bees. I look at a lot of
mine's ends.
Oh, you still got it.
The worst. Terrible person. Yeah. Yeah, about those algorithms. I got you.
Oh, my God. Like, I'm looking at those Japanese.
Oh, the Japanese hornets?
Those giant... And there's one account, there's a guy, he's got like honeybees in Japan, regular honeybees. Mm-hmm. So these things come in and they invade the nest and they kill all the honeybees.
Yeah, I've seen these videos.
So this guy kills these big bees when they come in, and he has like a pair of scissors, and he's like cutting these Japanese hornets
in half.
Is there
a better way to do it?
A much better way to do it. Or he has a cup with, and he'll put a little plastic cup over it and scoop them into water. I saw one where he grabbed it with his hand. And he just beat the bee against the fucking... He grabbed it by the wings and beat it.
It sounds personal.
Yeah, he really
hates
these fucking
things.
Instead of
just taking them all, you know, doing something to kill a lot, he's like beating them
and
drowning them and cutting them in half and making videos that probably get a lot of hits. Yeah.
Look at the size of these fucking things. Like,
oh my God.
They're really terrible. And I have a phobia.
Ooh.
I have a phobia for these things. But they're like, they don't even... They hover. like fucking helicopters. They're really creepy.
Their legs hang down.
Yeah.
Like landing gear. The engineering of their hives. Oh, look at this guy. What a piece of shit. what a prick.
But these bees deserve it. Look at the size of them. Yeah. And they're going to kill his...
That's big.
They're going to kill his fucking nest. But they hover like helicopters, and he just cuts them in half.
He's like scumbag Mr. Miyagi with the chopsticks.
Yeah, oh, you'll kill bee with scissors.
Cut them in half, Daniel, son.
You can't do anything.
The engineering of, like, the honeycomb thing, the geometry of it and everything, how the fuck?
And it never goes bad. Honey never goes, but we have honey up there, and it just never goes. I bought it last year, and I started eating it, and it's still good.
Yeah,
it never goes fucking bad. It's crazy.
It's an amazing thing, nature.
Yeah.
Nature's amazing.
All right, who else we got on the phone? What do you need? What do you need taken care of? You
want another one of these?
Yeah.
Do we have a... You could push that over to the side.
Yeah,
so
we have a...
That the help stays out of camera range. We don't want the help getting into it.
Yes. What's your name, sir?
My name is Gary.
Hi, Gary. Welcome to the program. What's going on?
41. I'm kind of successful, and I've been dating a 25-year-old for about a year and a half who is... Way out of my league.
So instead of bragging, how about a question?
Yeah, exactly. What do you want us to do? Just wish we were you?
Yeah.
Consider it done.
I don't need new shit to jerk off to, sir.
I'm kind of like Jim.
Impotent and getting fatter?
Roll back.
Holy
shit. So hot blonde. Only difference between her and Nikki is she's got a vagina, but other than that,
okay. Right on. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Ew.
Jesus, what do you gag on? Oh, go ahead. Smell.
So, I wasn't sure if she was into me.
What's that?
Or money.
Oh.
I wasn't sure if she was into me or money.
You're that successful?
So I've been lying to her. Well, I mean, for where I live, yeah.
A lot of girls these days don't find like 80, 90 G's successful.
Right.
You look at girls, especially that are really into social media these days, they want literally 500,000 at the bare minimum a year to even look at some of these guys. They're insufferable bitches. But if you get a girl that like, oh, you're going out with them just for the money, you better be making a lot of money or you're being delusional.
Yeah.
She's got daddy issues. 100%.
Fantastic.
Course, yeah.
But 25 I mean, with daddy issues. Yeah, can I have her number, sir? Could you please just...
offline. Okay. Oh. But no, I wasn't sure if I should like pursue it. So I was contemplating telling her I lost my job.
No, I don't test her. Like, are you really good looking? Like, this is what you want to test a girl likes you.
No.
Okay, then you're. No. If she's hotter than you deserve, that'd be like her walking in with a burn mask and going, "I got caught on fire. Do you still care about me?" You understand? Like, don't test her. Just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Who cares why she likes you? Even if she is using you for your money, she'll eventually get used to you and like you, and it will just become her life.
Or get a blind girl like Mask.
Where,
oh, jeez.
Yeah, she doesn't know until she actually feels your head.
Fucked up.
Thinks it's a fucking giant anthill. Yeah. All right. Thanks for the call, fella.
Thank you, sir. Glad we could help.
All right.
It is funny how guys want to test. It's like, I tell her I lost my job to do what? Then all of a sudden, you know, she says one thing wrong, and you're like, you're using me. And she's like, no, I'm not.
Yeah, you're going in there with some dishonest motive to test her. And everything that she gives you, you're now going to look at with some suspicion like that. Just if you're with her for even a few weeks, maybe months, you'll get your answer.
That's right.
It's pretty obvious to guys, unless you're real stupid, the intention of a girl. If you're lying to yourself or being delusional, you might not see it. But if you're honest and you really look at a girl and think why she's with you and really break it down, you'll know just by the way she treats you and whatnot.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, like, it's a guy, if he was like a fucking Bradley Cooper looking guy.
Right.
But if you're like a fucking 5.5 and you're dating a 9, and you're like, I'm going to test her motives. Well, what are you, your
what
motives
are, you doing,
are that
idiot.
She's hot.
You jerk.
Shut the fuck up. Just shut up and take it. What are you doing?
Take the W,
Take the W. Don't try to make it a perfect W. Like, don't.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? It's like, all right, it's not a perfect game, but it's still a no-hitter. Like, don't try to go back and have, just shut up and enjoy.
Have you found that of late, and by that I mean like maybe decades, a couple of decades, that guys aren't really good at judging girls' intentions. And I think both ways. It works both ways because of social media and the internet. We're not getting face-to-face contact where you can really, you don't realize how much information you get talking to somebody by looking at their face. Yes. And eyes. Are they distracted? Are they looking away?
Yeah.
When they're talking, like a lot comes from just that eye-to-eye meeting. And I think that has been unbelievably damaging to relationships. These days.
And there's no, like, it's body language stuff.
Yeah.
Weird, like, do they lean in? Do they shy away? Do they touch? Do they not? Like, yeah, you read people's intentions more when you're in person than, and I do think people are losing
that. Do they want more money when you're dealing it out?
Absolutely. The old thumb lick. Well, we've all done that before, haven't we? Yeah, here you go. And then she looks a little bit. It's like when Gandolfini, when he wants the more money from Ralphie Soffredo.
Ralphie with the horse. He just looked at his hand.
He peels off some more.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, but in person, you definitely get a better. You pick up somebody's energy a lot.
And again,
better.
This sounds old, but that pickup at a bar, the balls it took to cold walk up to somebody.
That's right.
And start some kind of conversation. You'd stand at the bar next to somebody that maybe you're attracted to and wait for an opening, wait for them to say something, an opportunity for you to go, yeah, that piece of shit, whatever it is. But that's gone. That's a lost art.
Yeah, I know. My opening line, I was actually pretty good at cold calling.
Oh.
If I was sitting there having a beverage, I would lean in and go, ah, my grandmother's such a cunt.
And it was your grandmother that was.
And she'd be like, no, not you, the other one. I mean, no, you're aces. The other ones are fucking. All right. Who needs help from.
Yes, we're here to help.
What's going on? My name's Wop.
Your name is what?
Wop, like a greasy Italian Wop.
Hi, Wop. How are you?
Oh, okay.
Good. I just wanted to call in and ask, where do you find these pussies that call in? Jesus Christ. This last guy.
Where are you calling from?
I mean, this last guy. Oh, should I test her? Should I test her? No. Fucking give her a $500 bill and tell her to suck you from the back. It's your only shot.
Well, I mean, yeah, the whole fuck you from the back thing might be a hard sell from a gal unless she's a really good girl or has
Say for just $500.
Suck you from the back. Sorry, that's just my mind.
Like a rusty trombone?
Yeah, hands.
And then the other guy with the fucking AFib. Oh, what should I do? Go out like a fucking man doing fucking blow with hookers in a Vegas hotel room. What's this guy's problem?
But that's not a good way to go out. That's a great story to tell when you get back. That's not a good way to die.
Right, right.
Because you seem like you're out of your league. If you die with hookers and blow and people are like, I couldn't handle it.
Yeah, you went too far.
You went too far.
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, he's calling Jim Norton and Anthony Cumia for fucking health advice. He's already down the river.
But you really couldn't be. Right now, if you're on a stool and you're trying to find if the rafter holds or not, that's healthier than asking us for fucking life advice.
Have you just carved your name in a beam?
All right. Yeah. Thanks for the call, fella. We have a lot of calls to get to.
Wanted to call
you,
man. I love
you. Thank you,
man. Of course you do. We're lovable. Thank you very much. Do you hear about people who do this thing where there's women, they say now like these Vegas hookers or wherever will put stuff on their tits to like make you, to knock you out? Like,
wow.
Like it's, I don't know if it's Rohypnol or whatever it is, but they'll put it on their nipples.
Of course you know the name. I don't know if it is. What's on that bottle up there? Read it to me.
Yeah, hold on. Is it succinylcholine? I don't know.
Good forensic files.
It sure is. Yeah, they can't feel anything. They just stare straight ahead.
Oh, some ghoul is stabbing you to choking you to death.
I got that from The Exorcist 3.
Oh, was it?
That's where I got the name succinylcholine. It was a... You remember the movie where...
Oh, yeah.
It's about the Gemini killer. He puts it in the left hand. And the thing he used to drug people was succinylcholine.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was such a funny name.
It's used all the time on forensic files when you watch that.
Yeah.
And he used succinylcholine. And you go, oh, okay, where can I get some of that?
Yeah, it just knocks people out. And they can feel it, but you can do whatever you want.
Oh, terrible.
Yeah. So what was it? Oh, the drug they put on the tits. I thought it was like an urban myth, but I think that it actually happens. Like, and it makes sense because they just rob your jewelry when you pass out.
Yeah.
And they leave. They take your watch.
Oh, jeez.
You know, because you come up and you're like, I'll put my watch in the drawer and she won't do anything. But if you pass out.
I guess you have to ingest it because they would, if it was absorbed through the skin, I would assume they would fall asleep.
Right.
But yeah, they're probably sucking and licking. Fucking sucking.
Man, $125 watch. 125K watch stolen after woman drugs him in Vegas hotel. But did she drug his drink or was it through her tits? But you're right, though. What if it seeps into the skin?
Yeah, it seems a little dangerous to have poison or some kind of tranquilizer on you, on your person. But, you know, I wouldn't put it past her. They probably don't think ahead a lot, these girls.
No.
And, you know, I would think a pimp, though, would have to come up with that idea. I don't think a hooker would just, unless it's a movie hooker where they're brilliant and beautiful. Yeah. Don't have cocks.
The worst kind of hooker.
Yeah. What am I paying for?
Exactly. I mean, I bring a ruler on a date. I'm like, I read the ad. I want to see.
Wait. Like fucking.
Hold on.
Like Napoleon or something. A ruler.
Oh, goddamn. Like, I didn't even get it.
Oh, wait. Caesar?
I thought you were talking about French krillers.
Like the salad.
Who's on the phone?
I cannot stop doing it.
Neither can
it's
I.
It's been years since you did Chip.
I know.
And every day something comes up where I at least go.
It's the perfect answer to like a terrible joke a person doesn't know they're making. There's been so many times in like out of context situations where I want to do it. And I know nobody would get it. It just wouldn't feel.
Yeah.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Oh, you're unmuted. Sorry, sir. What's up? Or ma'am.
Where you from, unmuted? What's up?
Schenectady, New Jersey. I'd rather stay anonymous.
I think he's be doing an impression of our...
Oh, okay. I was wondering what language that was.
Yes. Do you have a question, sir, or a comment?
Oh, no. I'll actually be serious. I was wondering, I was actually going to ask you when you had Chaz on, but... I was going to ask you about yours and Anthony's friendship. How you actually have kept your friendship alive for so long?
Honestly, I think we are we're trauma bonded.
Love that.
But no, Anthony and I were. I mean, it really is 20 years, more than 20 years.
I know.
And you just keep in touch with somebody. If you love somebody, you love the person. You don't stop.
You keep in touch, and you just know the second you hook back up and hang out for 10 minutes sometimes, and it just takes right back up where it left off.
Yeah.
There's no uncomfortability there or anything. It's just, and you know, yeah, we have a lot of similar, our comedy is very similar.
Sure.
We find funny some horrible things that make us laugh. And, you know, we've been faithful, trusting, and friends for many years.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what, you know, it's kind of a tough question. What makes a friendship? One person you could be friends with for completely different reasons than another person, but you're still friends. But I guess the basics is that you know, they're not going to fuck you over, but that doesn't, you know, that alone isn't what makes a good friend. It's having a lot in common and accepting and not judging and not fucking being an asshole. Shit like that. Yeah. And that's the way it's been for, wow, 20 years.
It is crazy.
Crazy, right?
But it's also like, it's not just, like, there was, we mean that they would talk about stuff, and like, you've told me things, and I've told you things as people.
Uh-huh.
That goes beyond just like, oh, he's really funny, and I'm like, if you're really friends with somebody.
Yeah.
If it's a legit friendship, it goes beyond just having good on-air chemistry. It's you know, you talk about real life shit.
Real life stuff, what affects you, yeah. And, you know, you're not asking someone advice.
Right.
And saying, hey, what's your advice to me on this? But just talking, you get a good feel about that. And the person, your friend, will just through talking, you could kind of figure things out and go, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, you know each other very well. That's how you know you're legit friends, when you know things about each other that aren't public. And they're not even bad things. They're just things that friends know about each other. They're like family things or whatever.
Felonies.
Well, you know, if not, how else is a fella going to stand?
Fuck, wait a minute. Fella ankles? What kind of crime is that? This is a crime.
Yeah, let's go to another caller. People say, why do you have caller? I like the callers. When you're doing it for the right reasons.
Yes.
Which is because it's fun to talk to people and they ask questions and there might be things that neither of you thought of.
Yeah, it just gives you another direction to go on.
Which I enjoy. As long as it's not being used to make up for a lack of having something to say. Yes, you're on the phone.
They hung up.
I hope they're dead.
Yeah, prick. Yeah, maybe it was a car wreck.
We'll cut the fat.
Yes. You want anesthesia?
I should be killed.
No, God forbid.
Oh, what a blimp. Oh, the holidays got away from me.
The holidays.
Yeah, they sure
did. I know. It's crazy.
We're already well into 2025.
It is fucking crazy. Obviously, on the O&A show, people would like to call and just talk to us.
They would sometimes, truckers.
It was nice.
I mean, they would just talk about
those
nothing.
Poor bastards. They just needed someone to talk to.
The guy would look at the sign. It was exit 15 and be like, I'm going to keep these guys on until exit 49, but yeah, I got to get off. And I'm like, sorry, you just got to wrap it up.
I hope a retread goes out on you and end up in the ditch.
They love to talk.
Yeah.
Truckers love to talk.
Yeah. And Sirius was, you know, satellite, so you could just listen the entire trip to something. Which is so weird now, because remember when internet was, you would listen to something and within 5 minutes, the cell had a switch or something. Now it's in your car and you can listen to whatever the fuck you want for as long as you want. And, you know, that's another thing that kind of, I'm not shitting on satellite, but it kind of was a technology that had this very limited window.
Yes. And then everything caught up to it.
Like Blockbuster Video, same thing. The rental of VHS tapes.
Right.
We went from movies where you went to the movie to that, and then very quickly to streaming services. So it filled a void for a very limited period of time. And I think satellite did that too. Oh, I could listen to music across the entire country without interruption. And it's like, well, I could do that on my phone.
Yeah.
Which ties right into my dashboard now.
And now Spotify is here and fucking Apple Music and all that
Make
shit.
Make your own, like I have a radio station that is just Anthony's songs, you know, a lot of marches from the 40s. But
that reminds me of a beer hall. Let's hear what that speech is about.
I'm picturing a U-boat surfacing. It's beautiful, but it filled a niche for a limited amount of time.
It did, but then they didn't seem to keep up with the fact that the people on it's the live element of it that's going to keep people coming back.
Yes, that's the only unique thing.
Yeah.
If you want to program your own music for 3 hours, you want your playlist to play, there are plenty of venues for that.
Yeah.
And you could literally pick what you're listening to. Satellite, they're still giving you their choices. And people just don't do that anymore, especially younger people. They don't... It's like what regular radio did when satellite came around.
They handled the exact same way.
Terribly.
They made the same mistake. Because it's a lot of older people who don't want to lose. They're like, let me just keep this going for five or six more years. But they don't care that you're like slaughtering the technology.
No, and they see the new technology coming and they go, yeah, it's nothing. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, we're good.
And
we're
then,
good.
Uh-oh.
It takes over.
Uh-oh.
Who's on the phone with Ant and Jim?
Oh!
Hey, how are you doing, fellas? My name is Russ.
Hi, Russ. How are you?
Doing all right. I had a sort of comedy question. I moved to New York back in the summer.
Laughing hat on.
Idea to start a career. So I did my first set recently, about 10 minutes, maybe too much for a first set. But my question was about sort of starting out, like time management. Should I take a part-time job and just try to hustle, you know, open mics just about every weeknight or over the weekend, or how do you guys?
You got to get your rent paid. I mean, you definitely got to pay your rent. So, as long as the part-time job pays what you needed to pay your rent,
yeah. 10 minutes of open mic isn't going to get you an apartment.
No, not at all. I lived with my parents till I was 30. That helped.
Oh, yeah.
It helped a lot. I was literally going on the O&A show and then going home to mother and father.
Yeah, yeah.
It really was gross. Hey.
Well, I'm in an okay situation there. I sold my house in 2022, so I'm sitting on a little bit of, I guess you could say, coasting money.
Okay. How did you afford a house?
Well, I wasn't living in New York.
That helps.
All right, where are you living?
Well, I am now, but I was living in North Carolina. I sold it. I got separated a couple of years ago.
Oh, boy.
And lived abroad a bit.
So you had it. So
okay, lived
hold on. You had to split the money with the wife when you sold the house, right?
Yeah. And it was amicable 50-50, thankfully. I mean, it was a nasty relationship.
Yeah, they usually are when they end in divorce.
They never end well. Like, whenever you do, like, any type of a separation, it's impossible to do at night. No. Unless you both just go, wow, I'm done. It's very rare that happens.
When you own common items, especially the likes of a house and things, never mind, fuck kids, you now have a relationship with this person that goes beyond just, hey, we don't even like each other anymore, later. Now you got to divvy up finances, raise kids until they're at least 18. And then even after that, you're going to be together for holidays sometimes.
Or kids fucking soccer games or whatever it is they do.
Oh, jeez.
Got to sit there and look at her. You know that scene in The Apostle when Robert Duvall sees the woman with the guy at the kids event and just beats him to death? Like, that's what happens. Yeah. You just can't handle that your family is now with this fucking
guy.
Is
now with some other guy. And especially when you get those cases where the woman gets the house.
Yeah.
And another guy, your kids. How does a man deal with that
shit? With someone living in their house.
Well, sometimes they don't deal with it.
Yes.
I've seen a few times where they...
Smith and Wesson deals with it. Yes, there are times where...
Two of my best friends dealt with the problem.
There are times where that's handled rather aggressively.
Yes.
That's terrifying.
And it's, again, like Chris Rock said, I don't condone it, but I understand.
You're just crazy. You can't...
A guy can snap under that kind of, fuck you.
Have you ever... I'm always careful, before I was married, when I was dating, who is she? Who is her ex? Is he in the picture? Wow. What the fuck is going on?
Used to think that?
Meaning... Is this guy still coming around? Is this a thing where he doesn't even really know how broken up they are?
Right.
A lot of times, you meet somebody, they don't tell you the whole, this guy's been, I'm still seeing him, kind of. You know what I mean? And then you go to their house and this guy shows up.
You're so amped up, you don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I was always paranoid because I got punched when I was young.
That is something that you would think of. Now that I think about it, that is something Jimmy would think of. Who wants to kill me for fucking her?
Besides her killing herself.
Hold on.
No, I had that one time. I was seeing this woman and she was older and she was separated from a guy. But I was like, it was late teens.
Separated is dangerous too because that doesn't mean... It's over.
They had two kids.
Oh,
and I've told the story before where the guy came over, me and her on the couch making out. And she lived over a bar. And I heard... And I thought somebody at the bar is hitting the ceiling with a broom or something. I hope that guy's not around. And I never forget, she went, oh my God. And I was kissing her. And there was just the glow of the TV. It was pitch black.
Sounds romantic. Above a bar, kissing some separated woman while her husband's at the door. Ooh, it's like a Hallmark special.
I didn't know he was there, but I did find out because this was not him knocking. That was his cowboy boots walking across the floor.
Not good if he wear cowboy boots.
Not good. And I felt two hands on my back.
Whoa.
And I saw white. I just saw.
Usually two hands on your back, you feel the white.
I should say I saw stars. I'm very unlike being in this apartment. I saw flops. I saw fucking stars. Dude, he hit me.
Dude, that's insane. I never heard this.
Oh, I thought you knew that story. He hit me, he grabbed me, and it happened in an instant. He punched me in the face twice.
Wow.
I never saw what he looked like. And all of a sudden, next thing I know.
How old were you?
was I sober? I was probably 18.
Okay, or 19. So you're a dumb kid.
Yeah, I was still nice. Before comedy. I was still working at Pergamon.
Still is. Terrible.
We'll cut that out. But.
Just cut the, yeah, cut the part.
Yeah, cut the part. Boris says I'm not good at comedy. It's bad for promotion. I was fucking. I was, next thing I know, I'm sitting on the floor of her, and he was standing up, like.
Whoa.
And he was sober. And I had met him at a 12-step meeting.
Holy
and
shit.
And chatted briefly with
He's
him.
He's doing 12 steps on your face.
He sure did.
Holy shit.
You're going to have to make amends to me. And he said, he goes to her, he goes, I did cocaine tonight. And he was talking about me
nice
to her.
To hear.
He was going, I'm going to kill him. You know I have to kill him, right? And she had told me before, like, what a psychopath he was. He used to fight cops. Like, this guy was crazy. And
well, you really wanted to fuck.
She goes, thank... Like, after that, she's like...
Danger's my middle name. Yeah.
She calmed him down, and he remembered meeting me, and he remembered that I was nice to him. We didn't meet with her. And he goes to me, he said, all right. He calmed down. He goes, all right, look, I'll let you go home. She goes, look, me and you will talk to him. He just wanted to get back with her. She wasn't afraid of him like that. So he walks me to the door and he goes, now, I know you knew she was my wife. Just tell me that you knew she was my wife and you can leave.
Oh, no. Sounds but like Carlo at the end of Godfather.
That's exactly right. And he
just
goes,
tell me it was Bozzini.
He goes, but if you don't tell me that, I'm going to kill you. And I'll never forget. I just knew it. And I go, you're going to have to kill me because I didn't know she was your wife. And he goes, all right. And he opened the door. And he goes, hey, by the way, if you want to wait in the parking lot, I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to talk to her. I was like, all right.
You knew it was his wife.
I didn't know him well, but yeah, I knew. I mean, I think I had met him. And then she told me, oh, that was who, like, you know what I mean? But it wasn't like I was hanging out with the guy. I met him once.
You were not going to say, yes, I knew that was your wife.
No.
Holy
no.
shit.
Because he and I didn't have a relationship. I had met him once.
That's insane.
Yes.
Punched right in the face. From actually being on her to getting punched in the face.
To getting yanked off. And I mean, well, hands up. We should.
Well, he was a trooper.
He sure was. He's like, look, I know I'm cock blocking. Let me spit in these big trucker mitts. And,
Wow.
Now what we got, I gotta piss badly.
You go piss.
I have to pee.
Cut that part out.
As we end this episode, very organic that was.
Yes.
And this is one thing we've been trying to do. Come up with a catchphrase, something to go out on, which I don't have.
Oof.
I don't have a catchphrase or anything to go out on.
I got one from 1938.
That's probably not going to be
no, probably not for the good. Podcast. Okay,
just
then I'll keep it to myself.
Just a fun. If I said, "Do you have one?" You could have just went nine. And on that note, Aunt, I love you.
Love you, Jim.
Thank you so much for calling my show. The episode's over, it's time to go. Good luck, stupid, good luck, stupid. I hope everything works out. Good luck, stupid, good luck, stupid. Don't blame me when it doesn't work out. Good luck, stupid, good luck, stupid. Don't blame me when it doesn't work out.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.